This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's talk AI. AI. So the one po bashambo to one else but to tocha.
Don't discount yourself out. No. Don't even count yourself out. And I don't know, you know, you as a listener, in terms of, you know, how open you are to AI and everything around it and all of that. But did you know that as a people, we can actually benefit from technology beyond news and entertainment? You know, on our masterclass today, we're going to be learning more about how you can use technology, actually artificial intelligence, to be a bit more exact, to improve your finances. And that is a conversation we are having this morning. We are talking to Tawanda Ruhuma, who's a personal and private banking expert. Good morning, Tawanda. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, guys. I'm fantastic. Thanks. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for joining us. For a second there, I felt I was butchering your surname. Could you please just help me with how to pronounce your surname? Apologies for that.
Yeah, close enough. It's Ruhuma.
It's?
Ruhuma.
Oh, Ruhuma. Ruhuma. Beautiful. Now, Tawanda, with all the stories we've heard about AI, good and bad, many people have been really apprehensive about AI in terms of how they approach it. But can it really help me get to my financial goals, and how? Is it in the prompts?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think this is a fitting conversation, and the timing is brilliant because we are in July savings month against a background of rising costs and indebtedness, right? And I think most people at the core, the challenge they face in terms of saving is not necessarily the lack of finances to begin, but that shift in mindset required to get them the discipline to start and build and maintain a savings habit. And that's where technologies like AI can come in. I mean, first and foremost, AI-enabled tools can provide aspiring savers with personalized savings plans. And when I say personalized, I really mean it in the sense of personalized as opposed to the one-size-fits-all approach that generally we have seen. And this comes about through analysis of your own individual income, your spending behaviors and habits, and coming up with that personalized plan that's built around you specifically through AI, just looking into your behaviors. And that allows, as you build towards that plan, adjusting your goals dynamically as your behaviors change, monitoring your cash flows, and suggesting as you go along, suggestions that are tailored specifically to you through opportunities in your spending where you can cut back. And I guess a lot of the time it is about micro savings, isn't it? And those little extra rands and cents, and AI technologies can help you and assist you in automating those savings towards your whatever goal, whatever it is that you're saving for.
With what you've explained, maybe just to go into detail in terms of how AI and even apps can help me when it comes to spending less, you know, not only just about managing my finances, but the actual part of spending less when it comes to finances.
Yeah, look, I think there are a lot of apps and tools out there, and I think the key very easy to monitor your spending, because a lot of people, as we swipe our cards, as we use our cash, we lose track of where exactly we are and how much exactly we earn and what exactly we're spending on. Right? So first and foremost, I think these technologies allow you to identify any areas where you can cut back. I think it takes for a bit of reflection when suddenly you realize that I've been spending a lot of money on coffee, a lot of money on going out, a lot of money on gambling. So in identifying those areas where you can cut back, I think that's kind of the foundation of you and how technology can help you save money. And beyond that, it's kind of apps that help with budgeting, that you can link with your bank account, that you can link with your credit cards. They really help with categorizing expenses and setting up savings goals. I think you can also rely on digital banking tools to track your transactions and set up alerts where there are unusual activities. I think it evolved from placing reliance on scanning through your statements on a day-to-day basis or on a monthly basis just to see where you're spending. And this is all kind of automated. It allows you to identify what you're spending on, where you can cut back, which we think are not necessarily intuitive as you go about your day-to-day business.
And what do you say to people that are not at all open to the use of technology in, you know, making their lives a bit more inconvenient, especially when it comes to finances?
Yeah, look, I do understand that we do have some people who fall within that category. My advice is just to try these technologies and try start small, at least start somewhere. I think at Absa, a lot of our technologies are built around our banking app, and which is a very secure platform. I think really it's to encourage customers and those people to try these things out. They are very secure and really allow you to stay close and empower you to meet your financial ambitions. So my advice, first and foremost, is try it and start small. Start somewhere.
Mm. No, thank you so much, Tawanda. Wishing you all the best, and thank you for making the time to talk to us this morning. That's Tawanda Rumuma, personal and private banking expert.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.